This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Office of Government Ethics has stated that there is no such thing as a retroactive waiver for White House and other federal officials, referencing such an attempt that seems to be meant to protect Trump advisor and former Breitbart chairman Steve Bannon. Research has found that on average, the presence of one more daughter instead of a son for each senior partner increased the probability of hiring a female senior investor over a male by 24%. In firms with more daughters, 12% of new hires were women, compared with 9% with more sons. An advocacy group called A Better Balance issued a report that Walmart is routinely refusing to accept doctor's notes, penalizes workers who need to take care of a sick family member, and otherwise punishes employees for lawful absences. A 6,700-page Senate report from 2014 about the CIA torture program may be covered up and barred from other government officials and certainly the public. By 2060, demographers expect the Japanese population to plunge by nearly one-third to as few as 80 million people, a net loss of a million per year on average. In pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord, Trump said he represented the people of Pittsburgh, not Paris. The local renewable energy industry in Pittsburgh employs 13,000 people, according to the city. A judge sentenced the former president of Pennsylvania State University and two other administrators to brief jail terms and home arrest for child endangerment in the Jerry Sandusky football molestation case. Unemployment rate at 4.2% is the lowest in 16 years. A study by Rutgers University based on 3,800 Airbnb lodging requests finds that disabled travelers are more likely to be rejected and less likely to get pre-approval. 80 mayors and businesses organized by Michael Bloomberg have reached out to the United Nations to see if they can negotiate a private accord in line with the Paris Agreement. Declining prison populations have left prisons with a higher concentration of violent felons, making the low-paid guard jobs more dangerous and harder to get new workers to fill. This is the Voice of the People Daily Bulletin, which presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.